And welcome everybody to the latest edition of the Padre Cast. After being off again last week, we're back here and gearing up for Comic-Con this coming week, and we'll be getting into that later in the show. But first of all, we're going to kick it off with some sports gaming talk, but we also have the trio back together this time. We got Fred along with us as usual. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Pasta.
And Dylan, who last appearance on the PadreCast was when we were in LA for E3. How you hanging in there, man?
It's another beautiful day. Fantastic.
Oh, okay, that's I was not expecting that. All right, so let's just jump into NCAA football, and I don't think any of the three of us have really spent extensive amount of time playing this game yet. So I just wanted to see what everyone's thoughts were. What you felt about the game initially so far, and how things are going, maybe with dynasties, online franchises, and stuff. Fred, I know you had some issues start right off the bat, right?
Yeah, when I got the game, the first thing I did was you and I played a game online, and that was pretty smooth. We had that one disconnect, of course, the first game, but after that, I mean, the play was really smooth. I was impressed with it. Yeah, I tried to get the downloaded rosters, whoever had posted that they were done. So, I tried to, and of course I couldn't because the EA server said do not, couldn't connect. Please try again later. So I did later, didn't work. Tried another day, didn't work. I wasn't able to actually get the rosters till today after trying every day that someone had posted that it was up. So.
It's good to see your online pass dollars at work.
Yeah, I know, and it's funny because that's exactly what I posted in the forum is like, and here EA's trying to charge for this thing. It's, what a waste if here I'm paying extra money. Well, granted, I'm not paying extra money because I bought the game new, but now that it's included in there and it's like, hey, I can't even connect to the server. So, yeah, major issues with that, man. It was really pissing me off because I'd been wanting to really get into the Dynasty mode and try it out. And, I really hate playing with inaccurate rosters and rosters with no name.
You're stuck with inaccurate rosters, right, for your Purdue team.
Well, yeah, but actually, the rosters that I got, they had Marv in there, so
Oh,
they
okay.
I think they created him or edited a guy who wasn't on the team and made him. So, but yeah,
Yeah, you can.
otherwise I was going to be stuck with the wrong roster. So,
Yeah, you can use them offline at least.
yeah,
Unfortunately, not online.
yeah.
So yeah, I haven't experienced the EA server issues so much on my side. I had a couple blips going through with the online dynasty, the website not actually displaying anything. Actually, at one point, I was trying to get into it on the online dynasty website, and it booted me out and said, "You need to buy the game
Oh
first."
my God.
I thought that was kind of interesting. And then it was working the next day. But I also know they've, I think, completely taken down the Season Showdown servers, which is why every time you start a game, you get a stupid little message that says, this game isn't going to count. Like, I give a shit. Oh, no, it's not going to count for my Season Showdown. It's become just a little bit of an annoyance. Now, Dylan, you and I, we played a bit online, and I believe I waxed you with my Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
I wouldn't go that far.
What are you talking about, man? I blew you out.
14-10 is blowing me out.
Oh,
That's
you got the touchdown in garbage time, and you know it.
right.
What do you think of the game so far, man?
I think it's pretty fun. I think the game is similar still play-wise, at least to me, someone who's more casual about NCAA. I do like the Dynasty Online stuff where you can message through Dynasty Online. That's what's made it more interesting for me this year.
Yeah, I've really with we're right at the start of our online dynasty, so we haven't really even gotten into the recruiting process, but just in setting up the recruits on my board and looking at rosters and stuff, it's nice to have that website side to it, and I think that's where I'm going to spend most of my time rather than firing up the console. Even if I'm at home, I think I might actually prefer using the web for that. In terms of gameplay, I like the locomotion improvements. Obviously, that's a big thing with the play control. I love running the ball more than ever, just because you have so much control over. Like Fred in one of the games we played, where I cut back on you across the
Yeah.
field. That was one of my, one of the more fun plays I've actually gotten to pull off. So stuff like that. But there, yeah, there's it's definitely gameplay wise, I think a big jump from last year. There are some issues being talked about. There's this thing where in the play action boot, some play action boot might be screen plays, where the quarterback gets stuck in an animation and just runs backward for safety. I've gotten questions about that, and like, when are they going to patch that? I think we're probably a month away or so from any sort of patch. So that's kind of something to live with. I hate, you know, I just can't get over little shit like, Fred, like we discovered the very first game we were playing, and you hit Y for special teams, and it defaults to a field goal. It's like, I don't know. I won't be attempting this 97-yard field goal, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and sooner or later, I'm going to accidentally hit the button, and then I'm going to have to blow a timeout.
Yeah, and you know what was dumb about that was, you know, you and I are playing, and we're laughing about that, and it's like, you know, you want to try this 99-yard field goal. But then when it comes time to actually, when you're in field goal range or kick an extra point, it goes to punt. And I'm thinking, you know, this is just retarded. Why it's even like this? And how, like, some of that stuff just makes you wonder, okay, did these guys not play the game, that they didn't notice that, or was it something where they were just like, well, screw it. This code, if we change it, is going to screw up something else, so we're just going to leave it, you know?
Yeah, I like that they added the ability to just jump right into the you know, special teams or goal line with one button press. But yeah, if you're going to default in there, you know, I don't default to field goal every time. You know, if it's over 50, you know, if it's over 60 yards, default to punt. If it's a, you know, 20-yard field goal, default to field goal. It just little stuff like that irks me. But overall, I think we all agree it's a pretty good effort, and probably one of the better football games released to date. And we'll see how it goes as people start to play it more and find any issues. Did you have anything to add?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask you guys. You know what? You guys obviously like the game. Do you see yourself playing this maybe more than Madden, or just as much, or is this gonna be like it is for a lot of people, where it's just something to tie them over till Madden's actually released?
Yeah, for me, I think it's kind of been alternating years, and I think this is gonna be a year where I play NCAA more. There's just nothing, and we'll talk about this in a little bit when we talk about Madden, but there's just nothing about Madden that's compelling to me this year. And it kind of reminds me of NCAA Football 9 when they introduced Online Dynasty, and I got hooked on Online Dynasty. I didn't play Madden that much because it didn't have anything to keep my interest. What do you think, Dylan?
NCAA is probably gonna be the same thing for me. You know, I play the football games for the online experience, especially Online Dynasty and Online Franchise, and I think it's pretty clear which of the two is better this year.
Yeah, I'm going to be putting my time into Online Dynasty. Online Franchise, I'm not even going to bother with, not even going to bother setting one up for that, because it's just the same thing, and it didn't really work all that well last year, so it's not going to work all that well this year. I'm an NFL guy, so I tend to gravitate towards Madden, but it's hard to deny that I'll end up playing NCAA football probably a lot more than Madden, which is, it's just kind of sad, because I look forward to Madden more because I have more of an emotional tie to the NFL. But yeah, I'm going to be, the way the game's shaping up, gameplay's pretty similar. Dylan and I played them both at E3. Madden just a little more deliberate, a little slower, but NCAA has the edge in features, so it's tough to match that.
No, is it, because since you guys both played them, are the controls similar enough where if you wanted to play both this year, you're going to be able to go back and forth, or is it one, again, like where you're only going to be able to play one because the controls and the gameplay is just too different?
I think it's pretty similar.
Oh, that's good.
You know, yeah, you're going to... They have the same locomotion engine, so gameplay-wise, it feels pretty similar. Control-wise, as far as I remember, fairly similar to where we went back and forth between the games. I don't remember having any issues playing one or the other. And it's just a little slower paced, a little more deliberate, not quite as, you know... One thing I like about NCAA is that anything can happen type of feel. Not, you know, I think that's there in Madden 2 to an extent, just not quite as heavy. So I think that's not going to be an issue going back and forth between the games. But we'll see. So let's talk a little bit about Madden then, since we're on the subject. And we got information on the demo coming out, which will be out on the 27th. So Dylan and I will actually be back in town when that hits, so I'll be able to cover that. It's going to be the Jets and Colts. We knew that because people voted that in as the matchup. It's going to be full five-minute quarters. I tweeted about that when at E3. They're also throwing in, you can get an achievement by setting up a game plan. You know, that's nothing really interesting to me, because you can get the achievement when you play the full game by doing that too. What do you think of the demo structure? Because we're used to the 2 minute quarters or 1 minute quarters, something ridiculous like that, where it really limits what you can do. Fred, I remember last year we had a little bit of a discussion about this, I think, in the forum, because Ian Cummings had debated with me that if you give longer quarters, then people won't buy
them. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I just found that totally ridiculous. Like, you know, let's just say that you used his argument for this game. And are you really just going to play with the Jets and Colts the entire NFL season? You know, to me, that didn't make any sense. I really do like the idea of a 5 minute quarter for, you know, the whole game. It's like you're pretty much playing a full game. You really get a chance to play the game and see what's different about it. And let's be honest, the guys who download this game, chances are they're going to buy the game anyways. They just want to play it early, you know. I don't really think that this is going to be something that sways people not to buy it. If you're a Madden fan, you buy it every year, it seems, regardless of how the game is, you know.
Yeah, I don't care if the Seahawks were in the demo, I would not.
Yeah.
It doesn't change my feeling of the demo just because I can play with the Seahawks, because you're not getting updated rosters, you're not having different teams to play against, you're not getting online play, you're not getting a franchise mode, you're not getting a superstar mode, you're not getting anything else but a simple play now game in, you know, one particular stadium against one particular team. The idea that could satisfy someone, if that satisfies someone, they weren't going to buy the game anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you do get the Master Strategist achievement for setting up a game plan. So their idea, I don't know, I think they were going to go to a different structure for the demo this year regardless, but their idea between giving 5 minute quarters is to allow for people to get used to the game flow feature, set up a game plan, not have to rush through it. Because if you just got 1 minute quarters with a game plan, you're going to think it sucks. Like at E3, the first time I was playing with the game plan feature, it called back-to-back wide receiver reverses for TJ Houshmandzadeh. I was like, at that point, this was like the first gameplay. It was the very first drive. And I'm like, well, this sucks. You know, it's like they at least give you the chance to get into setting up the game plan, so it'll pick particular plays that you designate. And also, it'll get you in the flow. Do I like this? Is it selecting plays for me? I just want to go into my full playbook and do it. So we'll see. We'll see how that all goes. But I don't think. And there's some videos out from GameSpot showing some footage from the demo. I don't think people are going to be enthusiastic about Madden from this demo. And if you hear the commentary, you'll know why. They apparently chopped it up. But even at E3, it wasn't that great. But it was certainly better than what we're coming through on these videos. So I'm expecting a pretty mixed response to this, especially after NCAA, because I think everybody really, really is enjoying NCAA. Dylan, what did you think out of E3 Madden in regards to maybe compared to NCAA or how people might respond to Madden this year?
Well, if you're judging by the demo, I think, like Fred was saying, regardless of the length of the demo, people are going to buy it that were to buy in the first place. I understand that going to the 5 minute course because, you know, they're trying to, from the guys we talked to there, they want to attract new players, you know, and a 5 minute quarter gives them a chance to attract the new players.
Yeah, and that was one of the big discussions I had with Phil Frazier, and I mean they recognize that they didn't add, you know, compelling hardcore features necessarily this year. They didn't improve Dynasty online franchise. But they're trying to dig down and find new consumers and build the new start building up the consumer base that way. And their hope, of course, is that the hardcore players will stick around regardless. I don't think that's anything necessarily new for any game out there. You know, NBA 2K, they certainly cater to new gamers all the time. Every franchise does it. NHL does it. FIFA does it. So we'll just have to see if that works or not. I just don't think, you know, the people who discuss this game online, the people in the forums and commenting on the site, I think there's going to be a pretty mixed reaction, and I think there's going to be a heavily negative reaction from a small group of people. It'll be interesting to see. One article I did, and this ties into Madden too because of all the advertising and downloadable content options with Madden. So I fired up NCAA football, and I'm setting up my my online dynasty, and I notice in the menu there's it's like the left bumper or something. I pull it up and it's an offer to pay for the right to commish multiple online dynasties. Right now it's locked at one. So that's bad enough as it is, but then I saw it was $5 to commission two extra dynasties, $10 to commission two extra online dynasties, $15 to commission four extra online dynasties, or you can just pay $30 and get all the boosts in NCAA football. So you already paid $60 for NCAA football, and you have the online pass. But if you want everything, all the boosts, all the shortcuts, just pay another $30. I mean, that's only $90 for NCAA football. That's reasonable, right, Fred?
Yeah, definitely. No, I don't see. There's no way I would pay another $30 on top of the game for all these extras. Like, to me, it just seems like a waste of money, you know? and like you're saying, man, it's like, I don't know why it seems like all of a sudden it's all this extra downloadable content. Is it really necessary? Like, yes, I like downloadable content for games as much as the next person, but I almost can't justify paying that much money for a sports game that's going to come out again next year. You know, that's like $90 right there if you were to pay for the whole thing.
And then they expect you to buy Madden.
There's no way I would do that.
Yeah, there's, you know, downloadable content in general, and I talk about this in the article, but in general, it's never bothered me because it's been like, okay, do you want, you know, in Madden, do I care if somebody buys a thing so they can have Brett Favre come out of retirement in their offline franchise? No, why would I care if someone wanted to do that? If that's how they enjoy the game, if they get more value out of it by paying for the ability to get all these shortcuts or whatever, you know, good for them. Where I have a problem is in the arena of like online play and giving people advantages, which Madden's doing with the online scouting and the online team play kind of boosts. And then also with this idea of the online pass now, which I was open to the idea of the online pass. It didn't really bother me. I buy my games new anyway. But it shouldn't be, you know, one of the selling points they made for the online pass was that, you know, you'll get bonus content. We'd have to see any bonus content. Instead, they're charging you if you want to do multiple online dynasties. Like I said in the article, I ended it by saying, you know, the online pass was supposed to kind of reduce the need for this, not to be a bridge to more of it, and that's what we have now. Dylan, do you think in doing so, like just using this online dynasty commissioner angle, aren't they kind of penalizing the hardcore people? Like with the online dynasty, the reason why some people might want to run extra online dynasties is because you can only rely on the one person who's running it. So if I'm running one, people are fairly sure that I'm going to keep it moving and it's going to be, it's going to be together. But if you're with somebody else, who knows? They might go on vacation for 2 weeks, never say anything. They might disappear. But then they're going to be charging the people who are actually like the hardcore delivering the experience to the game and charging them extra. Like, would you ever consider like paying for an extra online dynasty commissionership?
Not the way they have it set up now. The only way I can see this being viable, and I don't understand why they don't do this, is maybe offer an NCAA collector's edition with the ability to do this, out of box, with a fancier box, maybe a little flag for your school that you pick up at the store or something like that. Just something to make it a little more, it's valuable. I mean, $30 to run more franchises, that just seems like it's a ripoff.
Yeah, because this is, and I saw the argument, somebody tweeted me about it, because I had made my initial reaction on Twitter at one point. They said, it's not free for EA to host these online dynasties. Well, no shit. But that's what the online pass was supposed to cover, because all the people buying it new have bought it new, so that's valuable to EA. And all the people buying it used are paying EA $10 out of their pocket straight to EA for the right to use the online stuff. This is why, you know, this whole server issue is such a big deal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to me, man. It's like, okay, fine, you want to charge me all this money, but then I should be able to log on to this shit whenever I want to, and I can't just, like, days go by before I can log on again to get this damn roster. I mean, to me, that's what would frustrate me, is like, okay, it's one thing for them, they're just hosting these things for free, but if now you're going to charge me, I better be able to access it whenever I want. you know, I pay for Xbox Live already, and I don't have nearly the amount of problems with that as I do getting on an EA game to play. And to me, that's just, it just seems like, okay, well, if you're going to charge me, you guys better handle, hold up your end of the bargain. You know, I should be able to log on whenever I want. Granted, there, I know that no online system is perfect, and there are going to be some times when there are glitches, but when it's like, every time I tried to log on for the last three days, I was getting that message, there's something wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done in that regard. And I'll say, you know, EA has been a little more responsive to these issues than like we experienced with THQ last month or 2 months ago whenever UFC came out. That was kind of a complete disaster in regards to their online pass and everything. But, yeah, it's just, I have an issue where it's, you know, they're trying to double dip now, and you know, I don't know if it's that long before we reach a period where it's subscription based, like Activision is talking about doing potentially for the next Call of Duty, where they're going to charge people to play online pretty much from a month to month basis. I don't know if we're ever going to get that with the sports games. I think that's a little tougher sell since they come out every year and there's always another sports game.
I didn't read that thing about Activision. They actually said they're going to start charging to play that call.
That's wow. Basically what they've been implying. Yeah, they want a subscription model. So I think that we're probably going to see that instituted with the next Call
of
Duty. And there's,
I was just going to say, do you think that, because there is a ton of glitching and cheating in that game online, do you think that sort of to curb some of that, if you're going to pay a subscription, chances are you're probably a little bit more mature?
Well, the interesting, that would be potentially, you know, they're still not going to be able to handle all the people who do that stuff. And they want them paying to play anyway. So, you know, are they going to ban people actually and give away money? I don't know. But the one thing I was reading yesterday about this is the main reason, or one of the reasons they want to do that kind of subscription model, maybe do it industry-wide, is we've seen software sales dropping. Like, it was pretty bad this last month. And they look at a game like the last Call of Duty, where it's still the top-played game on Xbox Live, and they're like, well, that's why they're not buying games, because everybody's playing that game for free now, still, months later, and they don't feel the need to go out and buy the latest game. Whether it's going to curb that or not, I don't know. We'll just have to see where this goes. But it doesn't surprise me. You know, everybody's going to have an online pass sort of thing eventually, and there's probably going to be the subscription model coming into play. I don't know if that's going to be as viable with the sports game. So, like I said, because most people play these games, you know, like, most people buy NCAA football, yeah, they play it for a month until Madden comes out, right? We were just talking about that earlier. That tended to be the way it used to be for us, even. So, you know, would EA look at, you know, oh, $5 per month, but we're only getting 2 months out of most people. It's not, you know, I don't know if that end up being worth it for the crap it takes for it. We'll just have to see. But, yeah, that was just my rant on downloadable content. which, yeah, I've never really gotten on before, but I thought it was about time. Because cross the line with it there. The last thing in the sports games I wanted to talk about a little bit was the Tiger Woods sales, because we were just talking about sales dropping, and we saw it with UFC, which fell a huge amount year over year. Now we see it with Tiger Woods, and on the Wii, which is where Tiger Woods always sold by far the most copies. Last year it sold 272,000, I believe, on the Wii in the first month. This year it sold, from what I read today, even worse than I thought. Apparently it was under 100,000, which would be like a 60% drop or something in that range. Of course, I point to the Tiger Woods scandal. This is the Wii, where there's a very family-friendly console where, you know, mothers are picking up many of the games for their kids. And maybe EA didn't count enough on that making a difference, having Tiger Woods on the cover and people not wanting to support it because it's him on the cover. But something happened there, and I've read stories about, you know, oh, it wasn't advertised. Well, the problem is you can't advertise the game the same way because of what Tiger Woods did. That's the whole reason. So giant drop there. That used to be really, that was really EA's only strong Wii performer. And the Wii just keeps given trouble to every basically third party. Fred, I know none of us are golf gamers, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I don't know if you used to play Tiger. I rarely did. But like, is there, you know, do you look at this and say, hey, Tiger Woods is just not the same, you know, marketability wise, and this is why you're dropped in sales, and they have to do something about it, like replace him on the cover?
Well, I mean, regardless if, you know, all that whole scandal that happened, he's still arguably the best golfer in the world. You know, why would you go and maybe put someone else on there that's maybe not as recognizable? To be honest, I don't know how much, you know, that whole scandal that he had really was that affecting sales, or was it just that people don't really like golf games? You know, I don't know what it is. I'm sure that his whole image taking a hit did kind of put a damper on the sales. But at the same time, you know, is it just something that's going to happen this year? Once people kind of put that in the back of their mind, what happened is it going to really affect sales down the line? I think about Kobe Bryant and that whole thing that happened with him, Colorado, and, you know, him losing all these sponsors. Well, then it's like, now, what was it, last year he was on the cover of NBA 2K, and that didn't seem to affect sales. So is it something that, you know, maybe down the line, once it's not fresh in everyone's mind, are they just going to say, okay, well, whatever, I'm still going to buy the game? Or is it just that game's stale, you know, and is it something that people just aren't interested in anymore? I don't know. I've never been a golf gamer that I can say, oh, man, this version is totally terrible compared to the previous ones. You know, they're all the same to me, so.
Yeah, of course, this is the Wii where I don't think quality really matters to the consumer base.
Yeah,
but you're right. If Tiger Woods starts winning, things could turn around. He's got to start winning, though, and he hasn't been doing that. I just thought it was interesting that now we've got two straight sports game releases that have really taken a huge hit. NCAA football doesn't have a reason to take a drop in sales, but who knows? Maybe we're just seeing a downturn right now in software sales, and we'll have to see where NCAA comes in when those numbers come out next month. I wanted to change course now, and we haven't talked about some of the entertainment news in the last podcast, so. We got Dylan. Here's our entertainment expert.
I am? Okay.
Yeah. I've just termed you as the entertainment expert, so congratulations.
All right.
You're also our UFC expert. That's correct. So you're now you have a slash. So congratulations.
Awesome.
I think the big news of the last week or so, we talk a lot about together anyways, we talk a lot about Avengers and the comic book movies and stuff. So we have the news came out that Edward Norton wasn't going to be brought back to Avengers to play Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Hulk, which was pretty disappointing to me because I actually liked the last Hulk with Edward Norton, and I thought he was a good fit in that role. So the first rumor that came out, and it looks like this has been either they moved past it or it was never serious to begin with, was Joaquin Phoenix taking over. Now we have, I know, right? Now we have some more credible reports that Marvel's talking with Mark Ruffalo. And when I heard Mark Ruffalo, like, for some reason I have this image in my head of Mark Ruffalo as this, like, romantic comedy type of guy. I think it's because of 13 going on 30, because that's on TV, like, all the time. So that's, like, normally where I see him. It's not a bad
That's a
movie,
good movie.
Yeah.
What? Oh, wait, our movie expert wants to chime in for your thoughts.
That is not a good movie.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
But I looked, you know, I remembered him from a couple other movies. Collateral, Shutter Island. Right now he's in highly regarded Kids Are All Right, which could actually get him an Oscar nomination. Brothers Bloom, Zodiac, as I look down. He's got some credible acting experience in some serious films. What do you think? Do you think he's a fit, though, as the Hulk, Dylan?
Could he be? Yes. Am I a little bit worried? I'd have to say yes to that as well. I just don't think the roles that he's played really line up with that type of character. He's too pretty. He's too pretty to be Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner is this nerdy, you know, really frail guy, you know, kind of socially inept. I just don't
Joaquin
see Mark.
Phoenix.
Mark.
That's Joaquin Phoenix.
It is Joaquin Phoenix. That's exactly him. He just doesn't have he doesn't look like Bruce Banner to me. Could he pull it off? He quite possibly could, but from just looking at him, I am a little skeptical.
Yeah, I wonder. How critical of a role is it? You know, I believe that the Hulk kind of plays a villain in the Avengers story.
I was wondering, why do you keep thinking that he's a villain?
I've read about that. He's one of the villains that they have to deal with.
The Hulk is kind of unpredictable, but he's never really been a villain.
I don't remember where that news came from. I remember reading it a while back, though, that was one of the ideas for it. If that's the case, you know, I was just kind of thinking, if that were to be the case, you know, how much is he actually going to be in Bruce Banner form? Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll just be dealing with a largely, you know, CG Hulk, but... we'll have to see. I know Marvel wants to have that set by the time Comic-Con because they want to roll the whole cast out and get a big applause and everything. If it wasn't Mark Ruffalo, Dylan, do you have anybody in mind who you thought would fit that other than obviously Edward Norton?
No, I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, he was pretty much perfect. You know, like I said, he's frail. You know, he's not the best looking guy. He just looks like Bruce Banner would look in real life. There isn't really anybody better.
What about Eric Bana, though?
I don't know. I have about the same
feeling.
They
wouldn't go back to that,
before.
Right? Because it just conjures up thoughts of the first role.
No, they wouldn't. I don't think they're even considering it. And by the way, you know, they've actually offered the role to Mark Ruffalo. He's actually, he can take it or refuse it now.
Oh, are you breaking the news?
Yes, I'm breaking the news. The role has been offered.
Wow. Right here on the PadreCast, huh?
Yep.
Our entertainment expert has broken the news.
That's my expertise coming through.
Thank you. Okay, so, you know, I'm excited about the Avengers. It'll be interesting to see they go with that. I think it'll be cool to see the cast to get next week. And hopefully, you know, if he takes this, I kind of, you know, every time Mark made a change, it's kind of turned out okay. You know, I don't know if I was, you know, I'm a big Don Cheadle fan. But I don't know if I really liked him that much in Iron Man 2, but at least they got somebody who pulled it off. So I kind of trust that they'll actually, you know, they actually know what they're doing. Maybe I'll, you know. I don't think it's going to make or break the movie, though, regardless. We also had animation, you know, Avatar. We've been talking about this for a while. It's going to re-release in theaters. It's in August, and there's 8 minutes of extra footage. It's releasing just for 2 weeks, and just on 3D and IMAX screens. Now, Avatar, to me, you know, I thought it was pretty amazing experience.